Mr. Bentley, you want to start us with a prayer?
Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and again, we thank you and praise you for the great God you are, and thank you and praise you again for the salvation you offer us through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, God, that you would be with us today. Just give us guidance. And we pray for wisdom, that you would just help us make decisions to be pleasing to you, not only for us here in Taney County, but throughout the state, throughout the United States, throughout the world. Just be with all of those leaders. That we lift them all up to you again as we know you want us to. We pray for those that might need your healing hand, your helping hand, your comforting hand. And we know that you can do each and every one of those better than we might even imagine. Just lift those up to you and pray that you be with them. We pray, God, that you would just continue to be with us here and just give us guidance in all we do. These things we ask in your Son's name.
Amen. Mrs. Wyatt, come on, lead us to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, that's perfect timing. Any commission remarks? Well, I'll call the Taney County Commission meeting to order Monday, April 9, 2018, 9:06 a.m. Now I'll ask, is there any commission remarks? Monthly budget report?
Guys, send it to you each month, and I don't think there's any surprises this month that I noticed anyway. I just wanted to make sure you didn't have any questions or comments that you need to make about that.
I know Mr. April's, being our March sales tax that we got in April, was down just a little.
Just a little bit. It's not included in this report here because it comes in after the first of the month. But We're tracking pretty much where we expect to be, and we're not quite as much as we were hoping to be. Let's put it that way. We were hoping that we'd be more on the sales tax.
We had said at the beginning of the year when we approved the budget that we would try quarterly to meet and go over it. At this first quarter, do you see that we would gain anything by trying to have that meeting?
I would be more than glad to visit with you about any of that stuff at any time, whatever. As we go through them monthly, if I see anything, I try to bring it up here. And if you guys, if you have time to look at that, I know it's hard for you guys to find time to do all the things that you have to do, and I appreciate you even taking time to look at this. But if you have time and want to, I would love to spend some time going over what we can and can't do or where we're at and stuff like that. I think that it might be, if we were going to do that, I think it might be beneficial to try to get all the elected officials together and make it something where they can. But, the budgets should not maybe be the main focus, although it's going to be a part of all the focus.
Well, that's what I was referring to. We had said that we would all stay in tune at the end of each quarter, but I don't know after the March came in, and it won't be reflected in that budget. Of course, it will be in your totals.
Mm-hmm. We could run fresh totals if we needed to, for sure. See where we're at.
I don't want to waste anyone's time. If they think it, with one quarter in, if it would be beneficial to.
I mean, a lot of times things go on in other departments, and I don't find out about them for months afterwards. And this way, at least we would have some communication we might not have before. So. Be a good idea if you guys can find the time. Be great.
I'll see if we can get all the elected officials together next Monday afternoon.
Sounds like a good idea. Are you buying lunch or someone else?
Sure.
Okay.
Everybody's having hot dogs. Anybody got a grill we can bring by?
I think I could probably afford pizza if we need to do that. But
no.
I said after lunch, or afternoon.
You did.
We can do it during lunch, I don't care.
So.
I'm going to actually bake some cookies.
Oh, well, that'd be probably enough for most of us anyway, yeah.
Okay, then we'll ask Shannon, she'll send an email out and see if it's acceptable for elected officials.
Yeah, we can talk about it. We'll talk about an agenda review and request.
Yeah, okay. You're not going to get everybody there at the same time every time because
no,
people
will
be busy. But at least we'll have that, and they can have some, and we can, you know, if, what did we talk about? We can take some notes and send it out to everybody. That would be really good. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Make a motion to approve accounts payable check number 449237 to 449262, 449264 to 449311, warrants 6973 through 6976.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 449263.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you have the dates written down for the minutes?
Approval of previous meeting minutes for, what is it, April
2nd.
2nd, 2018.
We had a revised version, I guess, this morning.
It was just correcting the spelling
of a name. Is that what's in this?
Yes. I move to approve the previous minutes of April 2nd, 2018.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
And no... We haven't really got to talk about it together. I don't see the county clerk here. But anyways, it looks like they kind of condensed it down, all the what was asked to be put in the record. Our record and our minutes are two completely separate things as far as, so you don't have to put every single page in there like that. So what the attorney said is he recommended if we wanted to, don't even have to, we could put the actual signed order in there, but all the exhibits and all the legal descriptions and all that stuff doesn't need to be in our actual minutes. It would just be referenced, and then they could go to the file, and they could pull it from the record. But if you guys want it all in there, that's fine with me.
I'd rather the county clerk speak to it because I don't know. Something about
There are minutes.
Yes, they are. Looked up the definition of record and checked at different spots. But anyway, she has them. Everything is in there. Condensed it down. And
I'm just saying it's been condensed down, but it's still a waste of.
I know it did take them quite a bit of time. They had emails going through that. But.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Animal control jurisdiction agreement, the city of Branson.
Spoke with them, and we're good to sign it, and then it doesn't keep us from doing any agreements in the future with them as far as them wanting to partner with us a little bit more. So.
Okay, Mike? What?
Yeah. Okay. Sherry, are they still about 40% of the animal intake?
Yes.
Okay. So move to approve the jurisdictional agreement binding between City of Branson and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've just got a personal property paid abatements, which is personal property refunds and abatement numbers 300235 through 2300239. On the first one, the 300235, states that the owner brought in paperwork showing bill of sale as of 2-2-2016. She did not own the vehicle on January 1, 2017. On 300236, a 2005 Chevy pickup did not automatically depreciate, and taxpayer overpaid for the years of 15, 16, and 17. And this here is for the 2015 year. And I believe, let me look here. 237 is the 2016 year. And 238 is the 17 year. On 239, taxpayer paid on the 2003 Dodge Intrepid, and his dad also paid for the vehicle in the same year under a separate account number.
Label with Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A dated 4-9 of 18.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
That's all I have today. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appointment to planning and zoning.
I think you've all received a letter from our road and bridge administrator, Randy Hayes. One of our planning members is always our road and bridge administrator. We have a meeting tonight, and in his letter he's indicating that that'll be his last meeting due to retirement, I believe. He's shaking his head yes. But I'd like to request that we would appoint, that you guys would appoint Devin Huff, which will be his replacement in June, but for the May meeting, because Randy retires in June, correct?
Yeah, but he's going to take some time off, I guess.
Yeah, like, he's not going to.
Feels like he's earned it. I don't know. Yeah.
His resignation letter is after tonight's meeting. That would leave us without a board member for May.
So let's go ahead and make them effective 4-10.
Yep.
Of 18. And do you actually have a term and then a reappointment? I don't know if we've ever reappointed you since I've been here. So it's just kind of
it just says the plant Roan Bridge administrator okay. Is part of the planning commission. Okay. So.
So move to appoint Devin Huff to the planning and zoning board effective 4-10-2018. I'd like to amend that to say Devin Huff, Road and Bridge Administrator.
Well, he wouldn't be Road and Bridge Administrator at that time.
Road and Bridge Interim, no, what are you? You're the Assistant Road and Bridge Administrator to be the Road and Bridge Administrator effective immediately upon the retirement of Randy Hayes to the Plan and Zoning Board.
Combining two motions there?
No, that was amendment to the original motion.
He made an amendment.
Second for discussion.
We have a second discussion.
Could I get you to restate that